Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at? Podcast with Christina P.
Fuck is gonna see me do stand up. Here I go. I'm gonna be in Omaha, Nebraska, funny bone. With me is Chase O'Donnell. She'll be coming with me all through the year. You can see her, she's fantastic. Salt Lake City, Utah, wise guys. We added a show there. Laugh at LOL Comedy Club San Antonio. Ooh, in July. Liberty Township, Ohio, on July 22nd. You'll see me with Chase there. Columbus, Ohio, with the Columbus Funny Bone in August. Oklahoma Shitty, Oklahoma. And Indianapolis Tits in October, followed by Denver, Colorado, at the Comedy Works. Raleigh, North Carolina, in November. And Orlando, Florida, on Thanksgiving weekend. Ticket links at Christina P. Online. Check out my rap song with Cray Sean. That's right. I am a rapper. It's called The Mom Song. You can find it on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere. Okay. Now, very excited.
Cool moms.
You know, I just feel like, Chase, once you become a famous rapper, mm-hmm. like...
What's it like?
People start hating on you a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
You're like, I'm a successful rapper now. Can you guys not? Yeah, anyway, I'm so glad you're here.
Catch me outside. How about that?
She's a millionaire now.
Is she? I'm so proud of her.
What's her name? Cash Debbie or something?
No. Her face is in my head, but I don't know her name.
What's her name?
It's Bad Baby.
Bad Baby.
Oh, is she a rapper?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I went down a Bad Baby rabbit hole. Because I was like, who are you, Bad Baby? Like, mm-hmm. I must know you. And so when she did Dr. Phil, she was only, I think, 15.
Yeah, that was her big break.
14 or 15. And then she started to become a rapper. And now she's like a rapper and like one of these girls who is Instagram. Like, she's cute. So she shows off her body and her nails and stuff. I like her. I'd fuck with her. Bad Baby, if you want to come on Where My Mom's At.
Yeah, pull her up now.
She's quite a talent. Look, if anything, she knows how to entertain.
Oh, that's how you spell it.
And she's beguiling and...
Oh, wow.
So she did her OnlyFans when she turned 18 and she made $1 million in 6 hours.
No way.
Yeah, so she's my hero. Are you going to start doing OnlyFans soon, Chase?
Well, do you think I should? I'll do whatever you tell me.
No.
Okay.
I do not think. Because correct me if I'm wrong, boys in the booth, but isn't OnlyFans just, it's like horny fans?
Yeah, it's a subscription porn site. Yeah, or at least it started like that.
Oh, it's just
what?
Porn?
I mean, for the most part, like now people are getting on there that aren't showing TNA and stuff, you know? Now it's just like, hey, I'm just showing you my personality on this site now.
Nah, nobody wants to pay for personality.
Yeah, now it's just kind of like celebrity Instagram is what OnlyFans feels like.
Okay, so cool. you have an account?
Not yet. I'm still debating what type of content to put on there.
Okay, could you imagine Dove's OnlyFans?
What is that supposed to mean?
First of all,
what is that supposed to mean? People want to see me. They want to see my stuff.
He's got a big following.
Naked, though? Do you have to be... Because first of all, you sleep in the nude. So I imagine it's a lot of you nude eating chicken wings and stuff.
What the fuck? Why?
Isn't that what you do on the weekends? You sit naked and eat chicken wings?
Yeah, not on camera, though. The content I create is going to be a little different than real life. It's going to be more in the fantasy world.
Nobody wants
crazy
that.
Crazy makeup.
Nobody wants that.
Nah.
Nadal.
They want to see you naked. They want to see you taking shits. Our viewers...
On OnlyFans?
Isn't that what it's for?
You're not paying to see people take a shit.
They will for you.
Yeah.
I'd want to see your shits because you eat a lot and I want to see what comes out.
I'm not offering it.
I'll subscribe.
I will subscribe. Yeah. I agree, Chase. There's part of me that wants to see Nadav's private life, and like I'm very curious about his world. Like when he gets home, what do you take off your clothes?
Yep.
Yeah, it's full naked or just boxers?
So here's the full, as soon as I come home, mm-hmm. I take my keys, I throw them against the wall where I normally throw them, mm-hmm. and then I make this sound. And then I just start taking off all my clothes, and then I sit down in, I don't know, my couch or something.
Okay. Oh, that's not as exciting as I thought.
Well, the throwing the keys throwing. Against the wall.
Is angry. Now, mm-hmm. what do you do when you get home? Do you have a ritual?
I get in bed, and before I even set my alarm, I fall asleep.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm so tired. And I'm not a mom, and yeah. I'm that tired.
And you're that tired. Why are you so tired? What's
my
going
sister
on?
Says I'm a single mom of three. That's how I live my life. Because I'm working right now in production, which the hours are just...
Horrible.
Just insane.
You know, people who don't live and work in showbiz, you know, these TV shows that you watch, for some, I guess because they want to cram the most bang for their buck when they've got the cameras rolling. Like, mm-hmm. your days are 12-hour minimum.
Minimum.
And that's...
Yeah.
That's the talent. Now, you're behind sometimes, right? You work in production. So you're there 2 hours sometimes before the talent.
2 hours before. That's like a 4:30 a.m. wake up for me and like 10, 11 o'clock return for the evening.
That's crazy.
So that's why my ritual is... I just go straight to bed. So isn't that kind of like the life of a mom? Where my mom's at.
It kind of is.
Also, have you noticed what I'm wearing?
I love it. It looks great on you.
And it's just so comfortable.
It's soft.
It's so soft. Just wanted to put that out there.
You're so sweet. You're just the best. You know what? They call your support act. And you really do support me. And I appreciate that.
God, of course.
You're the best. You're the best. You're very funny. Chase is an up-and-comer. She's on the Instagram. She's on the talks.
Yes, on the talks.
Wait, but you're right, though, because being a mom is very similar, as they say, in that you're up at the crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn. You never sleep.
There's no downtime. Well, now I do. My kids are a little older, like 2.5 and 5.
Okay.
I can sleep through the night, yeah. But yeah, you're always tired.
You're always doing things always for them.
Always doing. They always want water. Mm-hmm. They always want food, snacks. Mm-hmm. I want to watch TV. I want to watch PJ Masks. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
PJ Masks?
PJ Masks.
What's that?
I know. It's the stupidest
name. One.
It's where they fight crime. It's a group of kids. And at night, they fight crime.
Oh.
I like PJ Masks. You know, Ali Wong turned me on to this show because her kids love PJ Masks. Because there's a girl and then two boys and they fight crime and it's super cute.
Do your kids watch Chase on the Case? Paw Patrol?
Huge fan of Paw Patrol.
There's a Chase.
Chase,
in that.
I know. Mm-hmm. And I go, I know a Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paw Patrol. Go, 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 go. Come on. I know all this shit. There's Chase. There's Marshall. Fucking there's one. I think there's another Paw Patrol. We're huge fans of Paw Patrol at the house.
Can I ask if there's certain shows that I watched as a kid, if they're still around? Like,
sure, go ahead.
Blue's Clues?
I don't. I think it's on Nickelodeon as throwbacks, yeah.
But throwbacks, not what the kids are
not
into.
Not to the current.
What about like Barney?
Barney's old school. No. Gone.
No, okay.
Gone. Did you like him a lot as a child?
I was a Barney fan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also are a fan, and I say are, present okay, tense.
Yes, yes. I know what you're going to say.
The incredible life of Charlotte and Codeine. What are their names?
Yes, the sweet life of Zach and Cody.
Okay, could you Google this? Because she's been telling me about this show.
Yeah, I was a big fan of it in high school, believe it or not, which I think preschoolers were supposed to be the fan base.
Now, what do you think it was about you as a high schooler that attracted you to a preschooler's show? What was going on?
It's so telling about what I was like in high school that this was my show. But I did tell you when I went to the live taping of it, the person warming up the crowd was like, everybody in preschool, stand up. And then they're like, everybody in kindergarten, stand up. And I was there for my 15th birthday. Anyway, I'm such a fan. I mean, that show will forever hold a special place in my heart.
But can you explain one thing? I didn't know that mm-hmm. Sweet Life was spelled S-U-I-T.
Yes, it's a pun because or double entendre, if
sure.
you will.
What?
Because they lived in a hotel.
Oh, how fun for a kid. I imagine mm-hmm. that's like a fun thing.
Fun thing. Yeah. And they were just, Dylan and Cole Sprouse were just my heartthrobs. They mm-hmm. were my Leonardo Wait, DiCaprio.
May I see them, please?
Yeah, pull them up. Please.
Because now I'm also, I have heartthrobs that I'm into on Cobra Kai, yeah. Robbie and Hawk. Now they were, they're 22 okay. or 23. But
I have it. I want this to be known that Dylan and Cole, Zach and Cody are only a year and a half younger than me. So it wasn't too out of line.
It was age appropriate. He's still Googling this.
He's spelling
shit.
It all wrong.
Of course he's spelling it wrong. His sausage fingers don't know how to spell.
Yep.
Okay, so these were your jams?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right
which,
there.
So who's the bad boy and who's the good one?
Zach in the blue, bad boy. Cole was a little nerd.
See, now I would have put the bad boy in the dark clothing and the good boy in the blue. Oh, and here
they
are.
This is them a little, this is them on Sweet Life on Deck. It was their spinoff show. So they're a little older. I wasn't a fan of that spinoff.
How cute are these two?
Yeah, that's them.
Now they're twins, right?
Yeah, they're twins.
Do you think that they're as fucked up as the Olsen twins are now?
No, I actually think they're pretty level-headed.
Is that right?
Yeah. No, they... Cole is on that show Riverdale. Dylan has his own beer. I keep up with them. They're doing great.
I was going to say.
They're doing great.
I keep up with them. Wow. Now, so you were 15 and... No, please leave those boys up. I'm trying to get into her mindset. I'm trying to figure this out. So you're 15 and they're 15 as well.
Well,
as you're watching it. So maybe it is
12. They're 13. I'm 15. They're 13 and a half.
And a half.
Yeah.
We'll give them that.
Yeah.
And so was it them? You were like, oh, they're just so cute.
Yeah. I had their picture up on my wall. They were truly, I was in love with them. And their real name is Dylan and Cole Sprouse, and a guy in high school kind of looked like them. His name was Logan Rouse. Mm. So I was like, I'm either going to marry a Sprouse or a Rouse. That's it. And those were mine.
You know, this reminds me of, well, they have these 70s hair. They got those they look like shaggy dogs.
Yeah.
These two boys.
Yeah, they do.
They have that, this is very 70s. This is very harkening back to the dreamboats of the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't remember the names. The Andy Gibbs and the, you know. Mm. Oh, and there's Miley.
Oh, yeah. I had Hannah Montana up on my wall, too.
Do you think, and what do you think about Miley now?
Have you seen her Instagram lately? She's been...
I have seen it.
Okay, you've seen it.
I've seen it.
I get the vibe that you're kind of a Miley fan.
Oh, I love her. I think she's insanely talented. The voice on this girl...
Yes, and her Instagram these days, she's been posting a lot of throwbacks to Hannah Montana. If you see her, she's been doing that a ton, and it's just been so fun to do this walk down memory lane.
Well, and it also sounds like she's really embracing her past as a child star. And a lot of times they can't often do that, you know?
She wrote a letter to Hannah Montana thanking her for how much she did for her.
Wow.
I read the letter. It's right here. I posted it. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I shared it on my story because it was just so sweet.
Oh, that is nice. Let's see what she says.
It's been a while, 15 years.
Go ahead, read it.
Okay.
don't stop now. This is too funny.
It's long.
Go ahead.
Since the first time I said, slid those blonde bangs over my forehead in the best attempt to conceal my identity. Then slipped into a puke pink terry cloth robe with a bedazzled Hannah Montana over the heart. I didn't know then that is where you would live forever.
Aww,
and it goes on. Honestly,
nice.
It goes on. There's another.
So,
you can scroll to the
but
right.
But it sounds. Oh my. Mm-hmm.
It's a long love letter to Hannah Montana.
She had some feelings. Well, I think it's.
I really like her.
Yeah.
I really like Miley. Any Disney star from that time holds a very special place in my heart. Even Demi Lovato. Did you see her documentary that just came out?
Yes, I did not see that. No, I did not. And in fact, I don't really know who she is. I kind of vaguely.
She's in that same group of Disney stars. She was just right around the same time. She overdosed and, you know, has gone through a lot of problems. Aww. But her documentary was great. I just have such love for these Disney stars from 2006.
Well, you know, isn't it interesting how we connect with certain artists and, you know, they can really carry you through a time in your life, you know? I like Miley. I didn't know her as Hannah Montana so much, but I...
You didn't?
No, I was just too, I think I was 28 or something. Okay, when okay, she was... Okay. But she did that movie. I had to watch these tween movies when I was writing tween cartoons. Oh, I watched the Hannah Montana movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I liked it as a 28-year-old. Mm-hmm. I was
it's
like...
good.
She's a good character.
Do the hoe down. Do the showdown. Yeah, some good
but
songs.
I think she's insanely... Her voice is just insanely amazing. And... It's so hard in this business to go from that, the Hannah Montana, to an adult
to
star.
What she is now.
So she's, I think her making peace with Hannah Montana is really nice. It's really cool.
I do too.
Yeah. So it's interesting. She's a good role model. And mm-hmm. Sweet Life of Zach and Coltrane or whatever they're fucking. What's
Zach and Cody.
Zach and Cody.
Yeah. They're the best.
They're the best.
Yeah. So.
Well, I can't, you know. What was I watching at 15? The Cure, a lot of Cure videos and
like
Pink
MTV,
Floyd, The Wall. I was really dark.
You say you're watching music?
Music videos. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I told this story. I think it was that I did a podcast earlier today where I talked about Sweet Life. So it's really at the front of my mind.
Sure.
But I remember being in class and this guy was like, Chase, do you like to party? And I was like offended because I was like, I live for birthday parties. Like, I just couldn't believe, like, of course I like to party.
You thought party meant.
Yeah, I didn't know there was another type of party besides a birthday party. And I was like, yes. Anyways, that story sticks out about my high school time.
Which, listen, I will say to your parents' credit, they kept you blissfully in a good place, don't you think? Like, it's good that you were, there's no need to be doing crazy stuff, partying.
Well, I disagree. I am going to raise my children a little different and give them alcohol from age 12. I don't know, just kind of.
Yeah.
Because I think I've told you this story before, but when I was going into my senior year of high school, my sister was like, you've got to drink or you're weird. And she was in college at this point. And she was like,
oh, yeah,
this is how you drink. Like, five shots is your, that's what you can take. No more.
Five shots.
I know.
That's so for, you're tiny. You weigh nothing.
I had never drank before. So I show up to the first party of senior year and I was like, I drink now. And I was like, give me five. And I didn't know how it worked. I just went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 under a minute. And I'm like,
under a minute?
Oh, yeah. I just did five in a row. I didn't know how drinking worked. And then.
Oh, my God.
I know.
God.
But get ready. So then I'm like, okay, like, what's the big deal? Give me five more.
No.
And I took 10 shots in like 2 minutes. The first time I drank. So this is why you shouldn't watch Disney Channel, because they don't teach you. Anyways, I'm all good.
That's a good point, actually.
Everything's okay, but I don't recommend that. I didn't remember the evening, and I did get called puke face for a while in high school. So, you know, there's consequences to not drinking from an early age and not knowing how.
Yeah, and how sick did you, I mean, should you have gone to the hospital that night?
I should have. Yeah.
10 shots and a tiny
little
body.
I was apparently throwing up in people's purses.
Oh, my God.
I was throwing up just everywhere. Yeah.
Ugh.
Isn't that just embarrassing?
It's so embarrassing.
And then I got to school the next Monday. This was a Saturday. And I walked into class and the entire class applauded as I walked in to sit down. Isn't that just so embarrassing?
I'm in the Redlands Skate Park, pussy!
And so, but okay, but did you not gain kind of a cooler reputation in a way?
No. Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, now Chase is like that party girl.
Parties.
Yeah, you know
girl,
Chase?
Parties.
O'Donnell? Fucking parties, bro. This chick can do 10 shots.
Yeah. Well, it definitely taught me how not to drink. I mean, I said never again.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's important to learn how not to drink. Now, I will credit as unchild friendly as my generation was, like they didn't really start commodifying childhood. The Smurfs was like the first cartoon where they figured out they could make 100 little figurine toys and sell those to kids. And then by the time you became, well, a 15-year-old, there was an entire channel devoted to children's programming. Like they had figured things out how to commodify. Mm. When I was a little kid, we just watched John Hughes movies. So I learned how to get high through The Breakfast Club.
Right. And I wasn't watching that.
You
I
know.
Would, no, so you're right.
Maybe, and my dad, like my dad partied. So I would go to bars and nightclubs with him. And then like I saw how adults
I also think it's very rare that I didn't know how to party, you know?
Yeah. So what was your parents' relationship with alcohol? Did they drink in front of you?
No. And I took everything they said very seriously. So they were like, drinking's bad. So I was like, never will I drink. You know, I just took it so seriously.
Yeah.
Whereas my sister didn't. She was so cool.
So cool.
She was so cool.
Well, your sister, London, is the coolest person. Man, this girl.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to tell people what your sister does? And like, she's so savvy and she's so young and savvy.
Yeah. She's a street artist. Talk about cool.
Coolest.
And she doesn't paint, she crochets. So every art installation is crocheted. And she just did a huge, like probably 50 by 50 foot billboard of Kamala Harris. Mm. Oh yeah, you can pull this up. London K-A-Y-E. But yeah, she's just...
There's all her stuff.
She's a huge role model of mine. Ugh. Can you imagine having her as a big sister?
Oh my gosh.
Just, I always was like, don't worry, in 2 years, I'll be there. Because she was always doing so great. But she was older, so it's okay.
She's so smart and so talented. You guys are both so talented.
Yeah, there's the Kamala Harris billboard.
Oh, wow. That's wild, dude.
Yeah.
It's wild.
She was not into Disney or any of that. And I asked her, what's your most embarrassing story? She doesn't have one. And right. I'm just full of embarrassing stories. I don't know how you can't. So yeah, she's just that cool.
Well, I think different types of artists, you know, I think comedians, we love, you have to have a level of embarrassment, darkness, fucked upness to be
in order
funny.
To switch it to be like, oh, let me make this funny so I'm not so sad. I definitely because of my embarrassing high school life, that is why I think I'm funny. You had to make a joke out of that.
Of course. Yeah. So after you got drunk for the first time,
oh, sure.
Do you think that you got cooler? Like, then did you start to party more or did you?
Yeah. No, I definitely got cooler. I would say drinking makes you cool, kids. By my senior year.
Wait a minute. Drinking doesn't make you. I think smoking and drinking makes you way cool. Is that bad?
So cool. No, it does.
I'm being serious.
I am too.
That's why I started smoking because I was like, I'm going to look cool. And then, you know, I stopped.
Well,
at 30, but...
I see. You mean cigarettes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pot. Did you smoke pot in high school?
No. The story of me taking my first edible was in college. I called my sister again, said, London, how much should I take? And I was on a date. It was a date party. And she was like, take half. You'll be fine. And I took half of a weed brownie. And I passed out. We're at Six Flags and I'm with this poor date. And I passed out at the food court for 6 hours. And again, that was my sister's advice.
Dude, London.
Yeah, but anyways, I was cool.
You passed out at the food court.
Yeah.
And
the poor date, he just sat right there.
Oh, I was going to say, he didn't leave you alone, did he?
No.
Gosh. And then
I just passed out.
Did you at least get a funnel cake when you woke up? Because those are really good.
Oh, I should have. No, I remember sushi being there.
Jeez.
But that's a vague memory. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway.
Let's do some business. Let's catch up on
Are the moms being educated by my helping?
Of course. Listen, okay. I use you as a barometer of what's happening in the world.
Okay.
You know, I go, Chase, what's TikTok?
Tell me
what's TikTok.
Okay.
Things of that nature.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
You know, because are you Gen Y? I forget.
I am a millennial.
You're a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Which in the hierarchy, I think millennials are just the absolute coolest.
What is Gen Y?
Well, isn't Gen Y this?
Oh, Gen Z.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Gen Z. They're the ones. Now, who's doing the canceling? Is it millennials or the Gen Zers?
Right. Gen Z is definitely the most open generation yet to inclusive.
Inclusive.
Yeah. Millennials still, I mean, we're pretty inclusive, but Gen Z is really the one that's like.
Forcing the
I don't
agenda.
Know if they're. Nadav, do you know who's doing the canceling?
Who's canceling, Nadav?
I feel like it's a little bit of both. But
a little bit of both.
But I'd say maybe like 60-40 type deal. Like Gen Z.
Okay.
Millennials kind of like, you know, it's an alley-oop thing. Like someone's throwing it up and then the other person's dunking it.
Got you. Because I feel millennials, at least the ones that come to my shows, are the fucking coolest. They laugh harder than squares. The Gen Xers are fucking squares now. And I'm like, I love because the millennials are in between the
we're
X.
In between. Well, that's what I was telling you, too. We grew up and we still... We lived in the 90s. Like, we know what life was like.
Yeah.
Whereas Gen Z, they're like pretty much born after 2000, where the world was so different by the time they were born. So
that's so true.
At least millennials remember life before digital and everything took over.
Yeah, it's true. And I think 9/11 was such a turning point in our culture and in our collective experience and our. Yeah, and you're right, the digital era. Like, I've lived half my life analog and then the second half digital. And you got to have an analog childhood.
Yeah, and by the time I was in high school, it was changing, and then college was Instagram and everything, so. Yeah.
The Instagram's got to be the worst for developing.
God, the worst.
Especially, like, even in college, if I had known what everyone else was doing, I'd fucking kill myself. Because you know you're not a part of everything. It's so depressing.
Yeah, but in college, there wasn't the stories yet. You didn't know. It wasn't like that still.
It was like pretty
And
basic.
Not everybody had Instagram, yeah. Okay, business. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. You're doing great.
Oh, thanks.
Let's do. I love these. I think these are so fun. Let's do a mom fail. This is pretty great.
Oh, okay.
We don't have any. Okay. As a Brown expert, I thought you might enjoy this little nugget. I love how people write to me. It's like they're speaking my internal dialogue. You know, it's so great to have this entire lexicon now out in the world. Mm-hmm. It's like Tom and I talk like this forever, and now we have a group of people that do too.
As a Brown
fucking
expert,
best. Okay. I just love the secret language. As a Brown expert, I thought you might enjoy this little nugget. My little one hasn't started food yet, so I was very confused when I found a large, thin chunk in her diaper. I then slowly recognized where it had come from. See the picture, a perfect match. Okay, so let's see. Did you find the photo that came with this one, Native?
Uh-oh, I'm nervous.
I know. Okay, so this is the chunk.
Oh.
Chunk in her diaper. See, notice, look what that chunk is. And then if you look in the bottom right corner of the sheet, it's the kid chewed it off and it passed right through their caca.
Oh, what a cute baby.
Oh, look at that. Fully intact.
It just went right through. That shows how good of digestion babies have.
I know. Goes right through them.
Aww.
Oh my God. And it's a perfectly intact rip of paper too. It's
wow.
Fucking amazing.
That's so
yeah,
funny.
You know, whenever your kid eats a little object, like a coin or something, I think you're just supposed to look for it in their crap. Like there's nothing.
A coin? Have your boys been eating coins?
Ellis almost swallowed a battery one when he was two. Ellis was putting stuff in his mouth. Julian's way chiller.
Battery.
Dude, I know. I pulled a quarter out of Ellis's almost throat once because he was laying on his back and he popped the quarter into his mouth.
Ooh.
It's terrible, dude. So terrible.
I think boys are a little more adventurous like that too. Oh,
you mean they're maniacs? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay, let's do some mom hacks.
Okay.
Okay, this is cute. Mom hacks. I have such a beautiful voice. Mom hacks. Okay. Can I play? Let's do the voicemail.
Hi, Christina. This is Amanda, and I have a mom hack. So I, like many people, hate getting phone calls. So when I had repeat offenders that maybe was the mom of the man that I married would call me all the time, I would only answer a phone call when my kids were crying, playing loudly, or bothering me. And let's just say she doesn't call anymore. So there's your mom hack. Thanks.
Oh, I love that, Amanda.
Brilliant. Excellent move. You know, thankfully, anytime I answer the phone and I try to have a conversation, my kids will immediately disrupt and ruin it. So yeah, if you don't want to talk to somebody and you have kids, just answer the phone. Yeah. That'll solve everything.
Oh my gosh.
Or try FaceTiming. Kids hate FaceTiming. Yeah, this is terrible.
But she strategically answered it only when they were being terrible. That's so smart.
Okay, here's another mom hack. I have a 2.5-year-old who loves stretching her independence. It is nearly impossible to take her temperature using an ear thermometer because she squirms so much and wants to press the button herself. Oh my God, I know. I finally found a great mom hack for this. I tell her, mommy checks ears and you check hands. After I get her real temp from her ear, I make a fist with my thumb side up so it makes an opening for her to check out her hand temps. She doesn't know this is pointless, but it keeps my busy toddler still for a second and gives you content for a future Pajitsky effect in 20 years. Thanks, Lisa. So that's clever. So I'll do that one and then you'll do the hand temp, which is great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have, what kind of thermometer did you have growing up?
I think the classic under
rectal,
the tongue.
Oh.
No, I've never had to do that one.
No. You're supposed to do it to your infants.
I have no recollection.
Thank God.
Yeah. If that was going on, I don't know.
I know. I had this Armenian babysitter who I loved going over there because she would make white toast with butter and sugar on top of it. And that's the first time I'd seen that white trash delight. And I was like, this chick's great. And their food, I like the smell. So, but anyway, one time she handed me the thermometer. They thought I was sick and I plopped it in my mouth. And she was like, no, that goes in your armpit, and pulled it out. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like
I just put armpit.
Not even my family's armpit.
In my mouth.
Yeah, like this fucking other family's armpit thermometer.
Ugh, at least it wasn't...
Rectal.
That's what I thought she was going to say. But gross.
So gross. And I think about that memory. Yeah. I think about that memory from time to time.
Thermometers, thank you. Now they have the one where you just...
Forehead.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest that one because the ear the kids don't like. The forehead's so easy. And Juju likes to push it, so I let him do it once in the night. Take over, obviously, because babies are too dumb to take.
I can't read it.
Stupid. Can't do anything right.
Oh, my God.
In the Redlands Skate Park, pussy.
Fucking love that kid. What did you hate the most as a kid? Can you remember what your parents, anything they, like, what did you just hate doing the most?
My mom went through this phase where she liked to take pictures of London and I and Angel Wings running on the beach naked. We were little, but I hated it. And if I can
you can remember that?
So clearly I was old enough that this isn't okay.
Yeah, you were older than two, if you recollect.
Maybe I was three. London was 2 years older than me.
Oh my God.
I just remember being so embarrassed.
Yeah, why so, yeah. She couldn't put you in a leotard or a bathing suit?
Something about, like, babies, you know.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was someone walking by and, like, gave a look, like, you know. And I just didn't like that.
What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is fucking embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, my kids hate me taking their picture now, too. The younger
are
one. They,
are you taking them naked and all, angel?
Nope. I do take pictures of them in the tub together, and I'm still very sparing about that. Because I don't want them to get embarrassed later.
Yeah.
Like, use your dick again. And they're like, why is my dick in all these pictures? Because I do recall as a kid, my mom put together my baby book, my baby album. And there was one of me in the bathtub with my legs open, too. And I'm like, babe, like, mom, my vag is fucking... I don't want to see my baby vag.
Like, it's socially acceptable when you're a baby, but yeah. It's still...
I think it embarrasses children when they see their photos of them naked. Like, it's their body. Yeah, I think I'm really sensitive to that because of that picture, the vagina picture
in the tub. Oh, God, yeah.
I was like, ugh, what is wrong with you?
And it's like, you know, this is the 80s. So it's not like you can just delete it on your phone. It's there. It's, you have the hard copy. Yeah.
Angel wings. Boy. That's a cute idea, though. I get what she was going for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just super, super fucking embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
How old are you? Because Tom and I, the other night, we finished making marital love. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, you know, unlock the door. Let's pretend like we're not doing this so that in case the kids come in. And I was like, God, can you imagine when like our children figure out that we do it? Like what does that do to a kid's mind when you realize that your parents have sex?
I still don't think about it. Do you? I don't think about it.
I can't imagine my parents fucking because they divorced when I was so young.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even imagine my mom and dad boning. But you had loving parents who would stay together. Did you know when they were making marital loves? Did you think about it?
No. And there's one time maybe, but I can't even.
You blocked it out.
We're not even
so
going to talk about it. Yeah.
Did you hear? Did you hear it?
No.
You saw it?
No. It's just like you said, you unlock the door and then it was after. Yeah.
Ew. And they're post-coital.
I can't even talk about it.
Were they snuggling?
No.
Ew.
I'm just...
Are you okay? Do you need a minute?
I just need a minute.
Isn't it crazy that people we know people and they have sex? Like I have a really hard time with that.
Yeah, don't you sometimes like pick? You're like, oh, I can't picture it.
I cannot picture you. I don't want to think about because you're like my little sister, and I'm like my little sister doesn't do that.
Yeah. I don't.
You don't. Do
I don't want anyone to think about it.
No.
Yeah.
And especially Nadav. Like I can't even imagine.
Cool. Thanks, Christina. 666.
You were talking about picturing Josh Potter.
Can't even fathom that. Yeah, like somebody fucks these people. It's so crazy that people fuck. Like people fuck. It's just wild to me. Maybe I'm childish.
What part about it is hard to understand?
Like I can't. I don't want to picture like your face. I don't want to think about you guys naked. And like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Like, I don't like thinking about it either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not supposed to.
Don't think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Blocked it off. Done. Have you ever accidentally mouth kissed your mom or dad?
No. I might have blocked it out, but.
Because on the last episode, we talked about whether or not it's appropriate to mouth kiss your children.
Like Tom Brady.
Yeah. Were you guys mouth kissers in your house?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm sure it's fine.
It's not for me.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
Can we watch the mouth kiss? It's so wild. It looks wrong.
Look at that one with his kid and he's passionately I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think there's a reason.
Look at that.
Oh, fuck. He's one of those?
Yeah, that's his dad.
I'm going to vomit.
Look at these. That's,
the dad is more disturbing than
I'm
the kid.
Actually uncomfortable.
Ew, he's mouth kissing his fucking old dad with his wrinkled balls.
Look at these pictures.
And he's grabbing his dad's ass in that
Look,
one?
Yeah, he is.
This Brady family, we got to call somebody on them. Bro, I'm not about this.
No. What's the one? Why what is he laying fuck? Down naked?
He's getting a massage.
I'm going to throw
he's
up.
He's getting a massage and his son is there.
Mouth kissing him.
Yeah, he's mouth kissing him. Good night.
I'm going to fucking puke. Oh,
and they took a picture of it. That one is the coach, though. The coach got in on it too.
Okay, I'm gonna.
I
be
think
sick.
That's his
I'm
coach.
Done. I'm done. Yeah. So I was. I can't. Like one time, I accidentally mouth kissed my stepdad, my Indian stepdad.
Oh.
He
stepdad.
I mean, he's dead now. But one time, I went to kiss him just on the cheek, and then he turned his head, and then I like
on
it
purpose?
Was an accident.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
On purpose. God, I hope not. Was it on purpose? Now I'm like, did he try to French
oh,
me?
No.
Nadav was saying last week, he's like, open mouth. He kept saying, open mouth, like you Frenching.
I kept jumbling it. Yeah, I just meant mouth kisses. But yeah, I never Frenched anyone I was related to, unlike you, Christina. When you admitted to open mouth kissing your cousin.
I once Frenched my... I don't even know he's related to us, quite honestly. He's okay. Like a cousin of a cut removed
yeah, okay.
kind of thing.
But not your first cousin.
No. Okay. I only have female first cousins.
Okay. And that's why you've never kissed a first cousin?
That's why.
Guys, listen. Back in the olden days, the aristocrats would marry their cousins, okay? The royal family would marry their cousins,
yeah,
okay?
They would.
Not a big deal. I'm not an aristocrat. I am Eurotrash, and that's what we do. We French our cousins. It's not a big deal. Do you have any cousins you would French?
No. My cousins are all amazing, but no. I wouldn't.
Nadav, like, you don't have any hot Israeli cousins. Come on.
Yeah.
See, at
no.
least think about it. Come on.
Look, most Israelis are hot, just none that I'm related to.
Ashan, you don't have any hot cousins?
They're pretty. They're pretty.
Would you French them?
I would not French them.
I was 18, okay?
What? That makes it worse.
I was 1995.
I thought you were going to say I was 4.
I was 4.
Well, actually, that would be weird.
That would
be
French.
But you know, when you're younger, you don't realize, oh, we're related. This is not okay.
Yeah, I kind of didn't. Because that's the first time we met and we were all in Hungary.
Oh, okay. I get it. It was the first time. It's not like you grew up with this person.
Fuck, that's different, I think.
I think that's
Growing
different.
Growing up. I haven't seen the guy since. So
okay.
I think I get a pass, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that a rule that you're allowed to French one cousin in your life?
That's the rule.
Who makes that rule? Where did you hear that?
You've never heard that in the Bible? That's in the Old Testament.
That's not in ours.
Sorry, it's in the New Testament. That's why you've never heard it. It's in the New Testament. Fucking see?
Man.
See what you missed out on? You're not a Catholic. Okay, let's do some Pajitsky effects. Let's do the voicemails. I am so stoked. I get so excited about these. These are so stupid.
Hi, Mommy. My name is Sydney. I'm 23, and I have a Pajitsky effect for you. So I am barely 5 foot tall on a good day, and I have high kitchen cabinets. And my whole life, I have been climbing up on the kitchen counter, bruising my knees and having to grab the kitchen cabinet and hoist myself up in order to grab something on the top shelf.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I realized I can buy a step stool. It took me this long to figure that out, but I will tell you the step stool has absolutely changed my life and I have so many more options when I need some snacks. Love you, Mommy. Love the show. You bet I'm coming up in May. Bye.
Oh,
that's wild. She would hoist herself up on the counter.
And then, yeah, all you need is a step stool.
Yeah. But can't you see? I could see myself doing that too for years.
Yeah.
Just like, no. Nope.
Because you get stuck in your ways.
You get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's another one. I think I've been double Pajitskied. It dawned on me that as a 31-year-old financially stable idiot, I no longer had to wear my contacts until they were suctioned to my eyeball and super dry to make them last as long as possible. I could just throw them out and put in a new pair. And if I was running low, I could just order more. Fast forward a few months and I realized I was waiting to open a new bottle of contact solution in order to swap out my gross, crusty contact case, when instead I could just open one of the many new sterile contact lens cases I had under the sink whenever I wanted. Love you and the show, Ava in Nashville. Yeah. You're a contact wearer. Do you do that? Do you torture yourself?
I kind of. I have the one-a-days, but I sometimes am... because I hate taking them out because I can't see. So going to bed, I just won't take out my contacts instead of like knowing that I can put on a fresh pair the next morning. So kind of I get that. It's you don't want to take them out.
You don't want to take
them out. You want to leave them till the last second.
Is that bad for you to sleep in them?
Yeah, you can get some real eye issues if you do.
Can they get lost in your brain?
Such a good question.
Can they like swim back in the back of your eyeball?
No, I think they get so dry though that I think you could like rip your cornea.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get freaked out by putting in contact lenses?
No, not by putting. I'm so good at putting them in. Oof. But taking them out when they're dry really hurts. And
oof.
Yeah. So I can relate to Ava from Nashville, but yeah. I do have the one-a-days where I just.
You do them in and out. Do you floss?
I'm trying to.
You gotta floss.
I know you're the flosser and Tom eats boogers or
yep.
something.
Okay. Yep. Yep. He doesn't eat boogers. He flicks his booger.
Oh. Okay.
So what do you think's grosser? I use my flossing stick and then I throw the stick on the floor next to my side of the bed. He will pick his nose in my car, roll the boogers in his fingers, and then throw the boogers.
That one's grosser.
Thank you.
And okay, actually, people, I've been told that they're a little grossed out when I just take my contact out and put it on the floor. So there's lots of used contacts on the floor. And I have a roommate of mine has made that known, like, what's going on here? I never knew that was gross.
Where on what floor? Like, bathroom or carpet?
Bedroom floor.
Wow.
Because I just take them out before I go to bed.
And then you do what I do. You put them in the alley.
Yeah.
Like next to your bed. Yeah. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah. See,
okay. Good to know. I never thought it was until I got called out. But I still do it.
I still do it.
Well, see, good for you.
Thank you.
Now, what do you think's grosser, Nadav? Contact lens discardment or flosser?
Oh, 100% flosser.
Still.
Yeah.
Her eye stuff isn't grosser.
Hey, it's eye juice. You know, you're not constantly introducing stuff into your eye where it creates bacteria. You are picking bacteria out of your teeth and then throwing it onto your
potato,
food.
Potato.
Nope. It's different. It's very different.
Ashan, do you do anything disgusting like this? You seem neat.
You know, I'm pretty neat. Yeah, there's nothing really disgusting that I do. Well, when I have long hair, it gets stuck because I have roommates, so it gets stuck in the...
The drain.
Yeah, the drain.
So always.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
God, I hate that. Oh, there's nothing grosser when you have roommates than seeing their scraggly hairs.
I know.
Doesn't it make you feel like your whole shower is contaminated when you find somebody else's fucking body hair or arm hairs and...
Just hair.
I know.
Yeah.
What's up with your generation not shaving their armpits?
I do shave my armpits. Hasn't there always been pockets of generations that don't shave their armpits?
Wow, that's a really good point. The hippies? You know,
the hippies.
The hippies.
I'm sure there were some people in your generation that didn't want, you know, Not a single one.
Gen X is fucking
not a single
amazing.
One.
We don't do that. Madonna. Madonna was kind of an.
She's a boomer.
She's a boomer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so fuck her.
No one.
I don't think. I think maybe like the Riot Girls didn't shave their pits. I want to say like the Kathleen Hannas maybe didn't. But Oh God, I tell you, it looks terrible.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
And I know that this is because of my westernized beauty norms, internalized patriarchy. I don't give a shit. I think it looks fucking terrible. I hate it. Oh yeah, Bella Thorne's big on her armpits. And, it just ruins it because they're so pretty. And then that happens.
Well, look, is that Miley or Madonna?
Not Miley.
But I bet...
She's still hot, though. Why does Miley... I feel
it's
like...
blonde.
Yeah.
I think she bleached it.
She's hot. Yeah, she bleaches it. Smart girl.
Smart girl.
See, at least when Miley does it with style and she bleaches it.
Yeah.
I agree. That's why she's
yeah, because like you can't that. Really see that.
Should I try growing out? I'll try it. You want me to try it?
Yeah, grow it out and
my
then
God.
See if you could braid it.
Tom will be so mad at me. He might divorce me. Because I'll tell you what, I've been shaving my pits since I was 11.
Yeah.
And
it's so easy, too. Like, I don't know what this is the easiest thing to shave. So it takes a second.
A millisecond.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy.
You don't even have to think about it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm worried about if I grew mine out now is that it's so spiky when it grows in. Like, I don't think mine could get that soft.
You have to. That would have been a good quarantine activity. Now that we're out again.
Julia Roberts.
Have any of them explained why they do it?
I don't know.
Just to be natural?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it's easier. They're like, I don't want to do it. I want to be contrary. I want attention. I want people to think I'm a feminist. People don't care about Bella Thorne's unshaven armpits. That's number one. Hilarious.
It's interpreted as empowering.
Oh, empowerment. Sure.
I get that. Okay.
It's very, you know, it's so funny whenever people use empowerment with stupid things like that, like porn, it's empowering. Growing my heart better. It's empowering to pose naked. Like, okay, whatever for you. I just think it's just feeding into more bullshit. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
No,
now, why does your... Okay, so your generation also...
Okay.
You guys like fat models. What the fuck is this about?
We've talked about this the last time I was here.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, so what... Remind me. Fat and ugly now, too.
Well,
it's cool.
I believe I said the definition of model isn't beautiful. Model is just modeling something to sell something. Right? Do I know the definition? I might have gotten that wrong.
Oh, yeah, we did discuss. Okay, I don't want to rehash this. Right? Sorry. Basically, I think it's aspirational. It should make me want to look like the person that's selling the product. So if they don't look better than me, I'm like, what's the point of selling stuff?
I think a lot of America relates to that more than...
The inclusive forcing it down our throats that this is pretty.
I think more people can relate to that look than the skinny.
Oh, right. More people are fat and unattractive.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
100%. My body is not perfect. But when I see Cindy Crawford Bella Thorne, if she were to model something, I go, but I'm going to look like Bella Thorne when I wear that or buy that.
Right.
That's
the trick. You put yourself in it. Yes.
That's the trick.
Right. I do find that if I'm online shopping, if the model is like super stunning in the outfit, I'm like, I'll look like that.
Same.
But no, I won't.
You
but
never
I
do.
Fall for it.
I fall for it.
And I fall for it.
Because that's the dream, right? Is that the clothing, the makeup, the whatever, it's going to make you perfect like that perfect person.
Who do you want me to talk to? Who should I talk to about this?
The president of,
America.
Of fat models. Okay. Can we cancel fat models? Yeah. I don't want to look at it anymore. I
truly think this conversation is going to be offensive to some people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care anymore. I don't know, though. I find that most people, when you talk to them, rational people, they're like, yeah, I don't get it either. I think most people are scratching their heads.
You know, I think I've only talked about this with you, but
tell me, are millennials not saying this shit behind closed doors?
Yeah, like I haven't had this conversation before. Oh. Millennials aren't talking about it.
They're not irked by it?
They're not irked by it. But maybe that's because we're in that like half Gen Z, half Gen X.
Yeah.
And Gen Z is so inclusive.
I got you. So you're partially, it's the inclusivity. It's not new to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have the Gen X attitude of like, I don't give a fuck. This isn't my problem.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that about you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck is very important to have. But that's the problem is that X gets angry over nothing. That's our fault. And I'm like, what is this shit? It has nothing to do with me and impacts my life in no way. Okay, let's do... Oh, we have another Pajitsky Effect voicemail. Let's hear it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, mommies. I'm calling because yesterday I had my first ever Pajitsky Effect and I still... can't get over how ridiculous I feel once I came to this realization. So on Sunday, it was my son's 5th birthday party, and somebody had brought in a veggie tray, which is like my favorite part of the food and parties. Anyways, I've been snacking on it the last couple days, and when I realized it was coming to an end, I was super bummed until I realized I can buy a veggie platter for myself whenever I want and have it in the fridge at all times for snacking purposes.
Oh.
All right. Keep them high and tight. And thanks again. Bye.
Yeah, I understand the sentiment because I feel as though certain items in the grocery store are not for me.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way? Like, who can buy an entire package of dates?
Yeah.
Those are extravagant. Like, those are too exotic. I can't own yogurt pretzels. Like, those are for other people. Isn't that... Why do we have that?
Yeah.
Do you have that, too, or just me? Where there's certain items, like, subconsciously, maybe your mother...
No.
My mom would never let me have that. So I was like, ugh.
I have that. And honestly, when she was talking about it, it reminded me of this past weekend when we went grocery shopping to bring the stuff to the green room. Because it was like, oh, we can just bring our own food and stuff we want to eat instead of ordering club food. And it was I don't have to eat the food from the club.
Yeah. And that I don't was have a, to gain 20 pounds eating mozzarella sticks at 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
I can do something else.
We can be a little healthier and bring it in.
Yeah.
So that reminded me of a Pajitsky effect of hers or fail.
I think the realization that you can own anything you want is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I realized that I love wigs. I like silly, like, beehive wigs. I love these 60s.
Oh.
Yeah. So over the choir, I acquired wigs on Etsy.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I bought a beehive. I bought, like, a crazy Dolly Parton. I've got purple wigs. I've got just nonsense. Yeah. Because it gives me joy, and I put them on heads, and I put hats on them, and I like...
You put them on heads?
Yeah.
Like your son's heads?
I'm officially getting...
Are these the...
I forced my children.
Mannequin heads?
You're going to be a girl now.
Yeah.
Do you feel feminine? No? You will. No, on styrofoam heads.
Okay.
Like, I'm officially getting so weird. Like, I'm embracing the weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
Like stuff that I like. I'm like, but I just like that. I'm going to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just squelching that impulse, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I love that.
Thanks.
I didn't know you were buying wigs.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
So dumb. My husband was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I like it. It's going somewhere.
Was one of them Tina?
No,
that
Tina.
That was a separate.
That was. She came from the makeup artist who did the special effects. Yeah. I know. A Tina wig. That's the middle part. Hey, what's up with you fuckers not liking side parts?
That is Gen Z,
yeah,
not millennials.
What's up with that, huh?
I don't know. I'm almost offended.
Yeah.
Are
you? Do you rock a side part?
Well, I did.
Oh, there's Tina.
I did throughout. There she is.
There she is.
Oh, my God. So look
there
at
she
you.
Is. She's such a whore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's
people
cute.
Didn't even recognize you, Christina.
I know. Tom said he did Joe Rogan, Joe's podcast, and Joe was like, yeah, and Christina, no, and Joe was like, who is that red-haired lady? I swear to God. And Tom was like, that was Christina. He's like, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's Annie, so
Annie
funny.
Loved her. Look,
yeah,
Annie.
Woo!
Annie was like, there's my wife right there. I was surprised. I was so surprised. Annie. And Chris Larson even said that this look made his dick hard.
Wow.
And Chris never says things like that.
Oh my God.
It really makes you realize how boys, oh, and it gave me a fake nose too. They gave me a tip on my nose. How boys like whores and girls yeah. who dress like sluts.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so crazy, dude.
Such a good look.
This was such a good look. And I wish, I mean, she took 4 hours of makeup to get into. This is from YMH Life for those of you watching who don't know. And it took 4 hours. And I really liked having the sleeves. I kept one arm the next day when I went out with my kids. I liked the knuckle tats. The tits were way wild. Like, that's just mental illness, I think. But the rest of it was great.
I know you're saying you might get some knuckle tats.
I like them. I think once my kids go
money
to college.
Money for life. What
no,
was it gonna be?
It's going to be fuck you money.
Fuck
F-U-C-K
you money. A little different.
Y-O-U and then the dollar sign. And then people will be like, why'd you get knuckle tats? I go, because I got fuck you money, bitch.
Fuck you money.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can only do that once you have fuck you money.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because you can't earn a living. These are job stoppers.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. These are job stoppers.
Yeah. You have to be either a tattoo artist or what? Like a hairdresser. Yeah. There's very few jobs.
That
actually, not nowadays.
Yeah. Nowadays you can be a lawyer.
What's up with your generation and the fucking face tattoos too?
Listen, I am not a fan. Not a fan. And it's because Post Malone did it. And then everyone thinks, you know.
He was the first guy to do this stuff? You think?
I don't know. It's really bad.
See, but it looks good on him.
Really?
I think it looks cool on this guy. Yeah.
Well, he, I don't think so.
Yeah. That's a lot. I'm sorry. I was looking at Post Malone here on the left.
On the left. Yeah. Have you seen? He gets Zoinks. More all the time. That was the beginning. Always tired. I mean, it's so bold.
Wow. Bold is
that.
The right word.
But then I think people, you know, because a celebrity does it, then it becomes acceptable. And then this is just what I think.
Yeah,
I don't
I
know.
Think you're
I'm
right.
not in the mind of them. But it's become so normal. But they're not Post Malone. And they do have to get jobs. And it seems a little, it would be a little more difficult.
I mean, because I will say the other day I was somewhere and I saw an older woman with her sleeve tattoos, like somebody in their late 60s. And you're like, oh, that's what that looks like. And it looks weird as fuck, dude. Mm. Like,
can you pull up late 60s?
People with tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, actually, like that bitch looks tough.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You have to commit to dressing kind of alternative your whole life, right? Like you can't ever change your style.
Right. Oh, wow. I mean,
that's wild, dude. That's your Nana.
Wow. You just don't see that very often.
Dude,
I haven't
she's
really
badass.
Seen
see, now I'm like rethinking my whole, dude, look at that Nana with the blue.
These ladies are dope as shit.
Dope as fuck. Look at that bitch, that right. bad bitch. She's like, that's what's up. Oh, I kind of like her.
Oh.
I just rethunk it all. Now I'm down.
Boner garage. Oh no, I don't like it. I don't want you to do
boy.
It.
Okay, Chase, would you rather get tattoos above your eyebrows? It says where it says stay evil.
Okay.
Stay evil. Or knuckle tats that say cunt fuck.
Unfortunately, such hard choices, but I would do the knuckle tats.
You have knuckle tats that say cunt fuck.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've worked as a nanny
I don't.
In the past.
I couldn't do stay evil right here. I just couldn't. I would wear gloves if I had to, but this you can't really cover. Stay
you
evil.
Bangs.
I've got to do come fuck on my knuckle.
And like the crazy thing with cunt fuck is that like no, you can't explain that. Like what does that mean? And they're like, you don't get it, stupid.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What does it mean?
And everything about you so normal and sweet, and then it's that. It's so wild. It's so aggressive.
I would wear ring. I'd wear a lot of rings. What about you?
Stay evil over the face. You do stay evil. Because I'd wear my bangs, and then like if you saw them, you saw them. You know. Okay. But cunt fuck is like, I can't go to teacher conference meetings. I can't pick my sons up. Every time I held my child's hand.
Yeah.
Oof.
Couldn't you put some makeup over it? Or is that against the rules?
No, you got to show them. Yeah, it's against the rules.
Yeah, yikes.
All right, let's do another Pajitsky effect.
Okay.
For years, I have had one bottle of face wash that I move from the shower to the sink, depending on where I am washing.
I know where this is going.
It just occurred to me I could buy a second bottle and keep one in the shower and one next to the sink instead of moving the same bottle back.
Oh, yeah, Megan, yeah.
I mean, how long did it take you to figure that one out?
Well, I can relate to it because I do that still. If I want to wash my face in the shower, I do move it to the shower, but I should just get two.
Yeah. See, now that these are being brought to your attention, you're going to start seeing them in your life and be like, wait, why do I just not?
Just get two.
Just get two. And then I also like to brush my teeth in the shower. So I'll keep a toothbrush there and a toothbrush by my sink.
Okay, and I will move it back and forth. So I'm like, this guy, oh my God, I need another toothbrush.
And toothpaste. You deserve it. You deserve it.
I do need new toothpaste.
Okay, this one's great too. I was cleaning out my makeup bag and I came across this disgusting eyelash curler. The paint is scratched off. The grips are crumbling and it's so dirty. I've had it probably 10 years now and I'm not sure when I washed it last. I was watching your show and I realized I can buy a new one. They are not expensive. Can't wait to go to Walmart and spend a whopping $2. That's right. Live Life 365. Amanda from Las Vegas. Yeah. Eyelash curl. I mean, how long do you keep this piece of shit?
$3.
Three fucking dollars. And this shit is rusted. It looks, I've got one in my bag. Rusted. Looks like shit. I know. I know. It kills me. Or you know what I've been doing lately too is I'll have nice lip gloss that I spent money on, like it's $20, you know? Mm-hmm. So like I keep just using the empty one in my purse. Like I know there's nothing left. And instead of throwing it out, I'm like, I gotta just scrape the last remnants.
Because we're all trying to save the earth?
No.
Are we all just trying to go green and not buy new stuff?
No, maybe you're a sweet girl. Are you? Is that your motivation?
I don't know. No. It might be.
No, I'm just lazy and I like, I'm. You know what it is? I think some of it is that mechanism in the human brain that goes, if I throw this out, now comes the inconvenience of having to replace said item. Whereas if I prolong the need to have this inconvenience, I'll be happier. But the truth is, it just makes you more miserable as you prolong the inconvenience of replacing the item. It's like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
When am I going to learn? I just throw it away and fucking get it online. You don't even have to go anywhere.
Oh, God, it'll just come straight to you.
Do you know that my kids see Amazon so much that I don't even think they know you can go to stores to buy stuff.
This new generation.
Amazon. Yeah. But it's a time saver. And during the pandy, we couldn't go shopping. So I'll teach them. I know. Okay. Hi, mommy. It's always uncomfortable to shave my legs and takes so damn long. I can never find where to rest my leg while I shave it. And when I bend over to shave, it's as though I'm being waterboarded by the enemy. Oh. 100%, right? Do you know what she's talking about? It does. Yeah. So you're like, oh,
I know what she's talking about. Oh, no.
I've never found a comfortable way to shave my legs in the shower until last night. I sat down in the shower and shaved my legs. It was relaxing and I could actually breathe. Highly recommend this tactic. Only a chomo wouldn't give it a try. Keep feathering it, Jamie. Now, can you sit down in your shower?
I sit down in my shower most every time I shower. I'm too lazy to stand.
You are so fancy. Wait, what are you sitting on? How do you
it's
have a chair?
Bathtub shower.
Like
a bathtub and also a shower.
So you're sitting in the tub as the shower showers on you?
A lot of times, yeah. People call that a bath, but I have... I'll also have the shower going. It's just lazy.
It doesn't feel like waterboarding because it's coming from... It's like a hose from high up. By the time it gets to you, it's cold.
Yeah, you do have to sit in a specific locale.
And you sit down this way the whole shower? Bath shower? Your bower? Or do you stand and sit?
I'll stand and sit. I'll switch it up.
This is the fucking weirdest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah, well, it's like it's just pretty much I take a bath.
Right, you take a bath.
Yeah. But I'll also just do a normal shower every now and then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you shave, you sit down. And...
I sit down and shave 100%.
Oh my God, I'm such an idiot. Like I've been standing and getting waterboarded like her. And then I lift one leg up and I try to balance and I fall over and forget trying to wash my feet. That is just a balancing act.
Oh yeah, you have to. No, you just sit down.
Such a moron.
It's relaxing.
Fucking idiot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since these Pazhitsky effects first began coming to light on WMMA, I have noticed 1,000 dumb, big-titted animal habits I have. You woke me up to drying off completely and keep more than one charger around. Now, do you dry yourself off completely when you get out of the shower, or do you do what I do? Get out and just like, ugh, get it over with. I want to be dry already. And then I prematurely put on clothing.
Yeah,
wet
and then
legs.
It's wet. I do that. I honestly think showering is a huge inconvenience. Mm-hmm. I do it, but I just...
Yeah.
I don't look forward to it. I'm just exhausted by the idea. Because then you have to dry. It's the long hair, too.
Yes.
And that just takes so much longer to get dry. Oh, my God.
I get exhausted by the post-shower grooming.
Yes.
That's what really...
Knowing you're going to have to dry off and dry your hair. And half the time, I don't dry my hair. I just go to bed with wet hair.
Yeah. I have to put on deodorant, moisturizer on my fucking face, and then the makeup, and then I have to brush the hair.
The boys in the booth don't even know what this is like. It is so terrible.
I've had a Jufro. I know what it's like.
You have to cut. You have to brush your hair.
It would take like an hour for it to dry, and like I'd have like the top of the back of your shirt would be wet.
Yes.
For a minute.
Yes.
And if you didn't comb it when it was wet, it would get all fucking stupid on you.
Yeah, you have to style it or
it would
while
get all fucking stupid on you. Good English.
Oh, for sure, dude.
It gets all fucking stupid on you.
It gets all dumb, dude.
Okay, anyway, this person says, I realize that I'm too fucking dumb to understand that faucets and air conditioning / heating systems work on a scale that I don't have to choose only between boiling my goddamn skin off or catching hypothermia. Did you know that if you wash dishes in the sink, you can make the water a nice, warm, enjoyable temperature?
These are so good. They're so relatable.
Same with climate control in the car. You can just make the temperature comfortable instead of turning it all the way to cold air after you get too hot from cranking up after being too cold. What a dumb bitch. Anyways. Lissa, you know what? I just discovered you can make the air temp comfortable. I just fucking, because like on my car, it tells me exactly how warm or cold it is, the numeric temperature. And I was like, for the longest time, like, it's got to be 68. It's got to be 67 because you're just conditioned. And then I'm like, but I don't like it that way.
Uh-huh.
I like 75.
Yeah.
And not too hot, not too
not
cold.
Not too cold. I relate to this too because I'll turn it to the coldest and then I get too cold and I turn it off.
Yeah.
Then I get hot and I turn it to the coldest and I turn it off. So I need to do that. I'm really learning so much. two toothbrushes.
Yeah. See? This is huge. But that's what I'm saying. Like, most people, I think, do that. Like, you feel like you need only air conditioning to get you either hotter than you are or colder than you are. But you can actually just keep the air one steady temperature. That's fucking mind-blowing, bro. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Get your life. Get your entire life. Let's do some What Would Christina P's as doozes.
Ooh.
Oh, this one's good. You're a youngin'. Maybe you can help me out.
You got mom
with this
questions?
One.
CP's got mom answers. What would Christina P do?
That was mom. So loud in my ear.
I know.
Sorry.
So what's happening? Okay. What would
Carrie, you ready?
WWCPD.
There you go. So you're a youngin'. And you are going to be, you know, you're at that age where you need to start thinking about, is this boyfriend going to be the one?
Yeah.
How old are you now? 30-ish? 30? 29? You're still 29.
And I'm 30 as of last month.
Boom. So you're there. You're in that decade.
I know. It's so nice you say I'm a youngin'.
You are.
Thank you.
You're just a little, little horseradish.
Okay.
A little whippersnaps. So, dear mommy, Tina, I have a girlfriend of almost 5 years. We are both 27, and recently our conversations are more serious in nature about our future. She had said throughout our relationship she was about 50-50 on having kids, while I've always been 100%. She's now at 99% on not wanting kids and also wants to not live in our home state any longer.
Oh, no.
I have an objection to moving because I lost my father to cancer and don't want to leave the area of where my older mother lives. Oh, how should I go about a conversation with her to solve these two big predicaments? Thanks, TK.
Oh.
What do you think, mommy? You're there.
Yeah, they're 27.
And they've been together 5 years, so 22 they got together.
Oh, and one is 99% sure they don't want kids.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out.
Yeah.
I'm so sad to say it. I think that this is the time to explore other relationships, as hard as that is.
Definitely.
And if it's meant to be with her or him, it'll happen. You'll get back together. But I would find out now if there's someone else that's more compatible in your, because marriage is just about, like, are we on the same page?
Yeah, a huge amount.
Right?
Definitely.
Isn't it just like, if you guys are on the same page, that's almost more important than the, like, passion of it all.
That's,
like,
bullshit, yeah.
So I think being on the same page is so important. So just have, I'm so sad to say it.
I know, I agree with you.
That's tough advice that I just gave there.
It's horrible. Well, and also, so Tom and I got married in the Catholic Church, and one of the best things we ever did, so the Catholics make you do a weekend pre-marriage seminar, and the priest or whatever walks you through all these really critical topics in a marriage. Finances. How much debt do you have? How much, you know, how much do you think should be dedicated to savings? Do you want to own a home? Where do we live? Will we circumcise our sons if we have them? When we have children, will you be a stay-at-home mom? Will you work? Like, so many of these things, I fucking wish people would do this seminar before they got engaged, even.
So maybe we can send you the seminar. Is there something
Well, I'm saying, it sounds like, I'm really glad that these people are talking about, hey, where are we living? Are we going to have children? Before he gets engaged.
Right. Very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
So I like that. It sounds like he really wants kids, because if at 27 he's talking about it, it sounds like this is a priority. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, I think you do need to find somebody who, A, wants to live in your state, and B, wants kids. That's
and
a
you have
fundamental.
Every reason to want to live in your state where your mom is. That's very rational.
Very valid.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. You got to dump this big titted animal and find yourself a new one.
It'll be tough, but you can do it.
I know. Because there's, unless you can deny your wanting kids, which I don't think you should. That's not fucking fair.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Okay, let's do this one. This one's silly too. Hi, okay. Christine.
Hi. Oh.
Christine. Okay. We have two boys, a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. 3-year-old is kind of obsessed with his penis. Almost every night we put him to bed, and after a few minutes, he shouts for one of us to come upstairs and help him. Typically, we find that he's pulled his penis out of his nappy, he's fiddled with it, and ended up with an erection that he can't put back into his nappy. It's a fucking nightmare. No parent should have to tuck their kid up like that. If his nappy is full, we'll sleep change him before we go to bed and can pretty much guarantee he's fully erect every time. We want to know how common it is and understand what's going on here, but really don't want baby erection in our browser history. A few weeks ago, my sister-in-law was sitting watching TV with him on the couch. He was doing his soothing thing where he likes to put his hand up your sleeve and stroke your arm. Oh, only this time, his other hand was on his dick. She got a shock and was like, "Are you okay? Does it hurt or something?" He says, "Nah, it just goes up from time to time." A week before that, his older brother was doing a Zoom kickboxing class with his friends. The camera is on in the living room. This 3-year-old sits on the couch and just whips out his dick in front of all the other parents and kids on Zoom. Is this normal? We try not to make a big deal about it or let him know just how fucking hilarious we often find it. He's a real sweet kid, total innocence, just curious, I guess. We don't want him to feel bad. Okay, from Scotland. Oh, cheers, mate. Okay, mate, that's Australian, I know that. So, you're asking me, is this normal? Yeah. I have to say that both my boys are just into their peeners.
Oh, good.
All the time. Julian loves his erections. Every time take off his...
I didn't know they could get them that young.
Oh my gosh, from the time they're born, it's just, wow. It's there. Yeah. Okay. So, wow. Totally normal. The one thing we did is we tell the boys, you're more than welcome to touch your penis. Just if you're going to do it in your bedroom.
You're more than welcome to.
You're more than welcome to touch your dong because I don't want to instill shame.
Uh-huh.
We've just said, like, that's your penis. Great. You know, just do it in your room. And so whenever Ellis, I catch him watching cartoons and, like, you know, diddling a skittle, uh-huh. I'll be like, buddy, what's the rule? He's like, I can play with my penis, but in my room. I'm like, that's right.
You're such a good mom.
Thanks, I'm trying.
Wow. Now, okay, so they just have to tell him to do it in his room.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with it, just it's inappropriate in public.
Yeah. You don't want to get that phone call from the school. Yeah. Like your son's playing with his dong.
Yeah.
So just tell the 3-year-old. They understand it by three. They understand by three. Now, unfortunately, this waking up in the night thing, you may want to try pull-ups instead of night diapers, because he's maybe at that age where he can do a night diaper, and maybe then that way he can pull it back up. They're pull-ups, you know? Sorry, the pull-ups, not a night diaper. So then that way you can show him how to pull it up. So maybe if his penis comes out there, he can pull it up over, because the diaper is just taped on. I understand that's harder for a 3-year-old to pull. Yeah, man.
Pull-ups.
Boy problems.
Truly.
Yeah. Oh. Dick problems.
Yeah.
They love their peeners. Did you know that yet about boys?
No, I didn't know that.
That's all. They just love their peeners. They love their peeners.
Yeah, from an early age.
I know. And that's part of being a wife is peener maintenance. You just have to maintain their peeners.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
She's like, God.
No, because I've babysat a lot. And the family that I babysat for 10 years, they're 3 boys. So they're not my kids, which makes it a little different. And they loved to pull down their pants and show me.
Oh, really? How old are they?
Well, I started when they were 3 and 7 and not born yet. And now they're 7, 12 and senior in high school.
Yeah. So they stopped showing their
pants. Oh, they stopped. Yeah. This has stopped. Just meaning at the beginning. Yeah. Oh my God. This has stopped. That would be so bad.
Can you imagine if he's like, Chase, what's up? The senior. He's like, you're here. Come look at my D. That's sweet. The sweet life of Zach and Cody's. Now, if you could become an OnlyFans of Zach and Cody's now, would you join their OnlyFans?
I would do it just to support them. Just, you know, looks like they're in need of some extra cash. They're not doing so well, and I would gladly help them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you could see a video of them nude and having sexual relations, would you?
No, because you know what? Dylan, that's Zach, he did leak a nude photo, or nude photo got leaked, and I never looked. I don't think I looked.
Let's look at it now. Okay, let's look at it now. What's his real name again?
Dylan Sprouse.
Dylan Sprouse nude. Let's see his dog.
D-Y-L-A-N.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think? Is it? Does he have a hog on him? Don't act like you haven't thought about it.
Oh, wait. I just like literally freaked out. That's too much. That's so scary.
That might be a photoshopped one.
That looks photoshopped. Oh my God.
The pose is too ridiculous. There's no way.
That.
There's no way he would. That's so stupid.
Here we go.
Is he gay? Is this guy gay in real life?
Oh no.
That's the only time guys put their D's out.
No.
Yeah, tell me. So he sent these to a girl, maybe, and then she put it out there.
Yeah, he didn't mean to leak it.
Oh, he looks like he's got a nice package. Okay, there it is. Okay. All right.
It's not that raunchy.
No, I didn't even get to see it, really. I just saw a little shaft.
Oh.
There, move it up, Nadab. Oh, that's good.
I've never seen that. Didn't look.
Oh, sorry. Let me look at your face.
I don't like looking at that. It's so gross. This is like porn. We're like, what?
No, it's just a penis. Okay.
This is XXX.
What do you think? That's a decent size piece.
Yeah.
Did you imagine Dylan had a wiener? Now, who do you think's got a bigger one, Dylan or the other one?
Dylan.
Yeah.
He's the cool guy.
He's the cool one. But they're twins.
I can't believe we're just stuck on this photo.
But do you think twins have twin D's?
Oh.
Do they have twin dogs?
You know what? Well, they, yeah, actually.
Yeah, genitals would be identical.
It'll be the same. Good to know. Yeah. Whew. Was not expecting to see that.
It's weird when you see your... I wonder if my Google
jumps.
No, I've seen that for the last 17 years. I don't want to see that today.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
Who the fuck wants to see that? No. Okay, let's Google. Let's see if Ricky Schroeder was ever naked. Ooh. Ricky Schroeder naked. He was my crush growing up. Who else did I love? I loved Michael Jackson. But that was before I think. Oh, that's definitely not him.
Oh,
let's see, Ricky Schroeder. Oh, is that him?
That's not. I think him. It's just people that kind of look like him.
Oh,
I think we're just we're getting away from.
Oh
it,
boy,
yeah, we're just getting away from.
I don't know why. I love this. You guys aren't on board.
Oh God.
Well, let's see. Prince, was Prince ever naked? He'd have to be naked. That fool is always
but, like,
naked.
Artsy.
Now that's an album cover. Is that the Prince?
That's the Prince.
That ain't him, man. That guy looks a little.
That looks like Prince.
Prince Harry.
But
Harry. Prince Harry's hot.
But that's Prince William next to him.
William used to be the hottie, and then Harry.
Oh God, yeah.
Took over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh sweet. Harry's like masculine.
Oh my God.
To the royals butt fucking.
This is that really Prince Harry?
God, I could do this all day. Don't you love seeing people naked? I just love it. I'm so curious.
I told you I was uncomfortable at 2 running around naked with the angel wings. So we've really come full circle.
Ooh, Google Brad Pitt naked. No, Ryan Gosling. He's my favorite.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, click on the beach pics. Let's see him.
He's not naked.
Oh, rats. He's so pasty there.
Yeah, he doesn't look good there.
No, let's see there.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, dog. Look at this shit-eating smile.
Ew, that's not I don't him. Like that.
Well, I mean, that's not him.
That's not him.
That's so gross.
And also...
It's not him.
It's not him.
God, this is starting to feel like an episode of Two Bears, One Cave.
I don't like it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, Sean, is this like Ryan's show?
Completely.
Does Sickler have you do this?
All the time.
All the time. You guys look at Ryan Gosling naked.
Oh, please.
Okay, okay, now do Brad Pitt naked. Let's see Brad Pitt naked.
The thing is, I feel like, well.
I like the Photoshops. I'll take those.
Yeah, because I just, I mean, there's tons.
That's real. That's real.
Dang.
That's real.
Was he walking to a shower? What was he doing?
Brad Pitt, 1985, St. Bartholomew Islands paparazzi.
Dang.
Wow. Like on a nude beach or something?
Wow.
Well, you know, they a lot of times these celebrities do this intentionally to get in the papes. So he's in good shape
he's
right there.
He may have good.
Been he may have been doing this intentionally back in the day to get attention.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, dog.
Wow.
Brad That's a Pitt. Man right there.
Not yeah.
I mean, is there anybody more perfect than Brad Pitt?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, look at that guy. That's real, dude.
Yeah. It's very impressive.
I mean, Ryan Gosling looks like dog chow next to...
Yeah.
Damn. Have you ever been with anybody that fit? Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. That's gay. That's not real. No. Now it's just getting super gay. No. I don't think I've ever been with a guy that looks like that, like super fit.
No.
It's never been my thing, actually. Look at Gwyneth Paltrow's little dog tits. There she is naked. Dang. That's what I pictured her to look like naked.
That reminds me of the women's locker room.
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah. Women just like to get naked in the locker room. And I just like cover up.
Cover up. I love it. Oh. Yeah. Full bush. Gwyneth had a full bush. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She had like a Euro bush.
Yeah.
That was wild.
That was wild.
Yeah, women's locker rooms, like if you guys could see what goes on in there, you would not be enticed
it
by
is,
the female form.
Mm-mm.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I'm offended sometimes that they're just, it's all the, it's the boomers, honestly, that generation has no shame. Just
no shame in their game.
No.
Well, yeah, like they just let their tit slops hang out and they're
just completely naked walking around in the locker.
I know it's funny because I've been nude at spas, you know, like recently I was in fucking, I don't know where, somewhere not California. And they let us go nude in the spa area.
Mm-hmm.
And I wait for my moments to get in and out.
Right. You don't just get in when like
full house.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, there are some bitches that just get in. They're like, I don't care. And I'm like, that is wild to be that bold.
Yeah. No, I know.
I wait.
The sauna. There's women in the sauna that are just
with their vagina open.
God.
And like, also, you should do the customary look away. Like if you're in the jacuzzi and some girl gets up and gets out, you
look
the,
away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But some bitches don't. And they're just like, God. They check you out. Now I check people out. But I'll side eye.
You won't do it with them knowing.
No. The last time I was sipping champagne and I was like hanging on the side. That's my move. I hang on the side and then I act like I'm looking at the wall.
Oh.
And then if one of them gets out, I'll be like, do, do, do. Like I'll totally side eye just to be like, oh, her body's worse than mine.
Uh-huh.
Because that's also what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Just like, okay, I'm better than you.
100%.
Yeah.
Like I'm not that bad.
Yes.
I'm fucked up, but I'm
if
not
you
want
to feel
up.
Good about yourself, go to a woman's locker room.
Yeah.
Or
well,
a spa.
You must feel great about yourself. I mean, you're 30 and you got perkies and you're doing great. And
thank you. Wow.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Now, does your age, do you guys shave or wax your bushes? What's bush etiquette right now? Where are we with that?
Shave.
And do you shave?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Total bald?
Yeah. That's millennials.
Not even a little strip
Mm-mm.
to show that I'm a woman? Scandalous. Fully bald. My mind is blown, dude.
Really? You didn't know that?
I do a landing strip. I'm of the landing strip generation.
Really? But your generation like wore really low rise jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you guys started that.
Dude, all I know is that I need to have a little bit there. Otherwise, I feel like a little girl. I like to have a little something.
Mm. No, a lot of girls, even in my sorority, they like
Florida.
Got it all lasered off.
Wow, all of it.
Yeah.
You know, so guys, is that true? Girls that you're with?
Yep. Just, yep.
And you don't feel like you're with a little girl?
Nope. No, because I mean, you know, I take care of stuff too.
So you're just, totally bald?
I mean,
manscaped.
Well, yeah, I'm scaped.
Scaped.
Okay, Sean, is this normal? Chicks are just fully going bald down there?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're bald.
Oh my God.
They just
yeah.
like it groomed, that's all.
Groomed. No, groomed, but not totally.
No, I'm talking about for us.
You're just groomed.
Groomed.
Wow, my old fucking Gen X mind is blown away.
Yeah.
So what about Gen Z's? Are there?
I don't know what Gen Z's up to.
Their beavers are bald, but their pits are hairy.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
We got to find out.
I haven't asked. It's an awkward
do you guys
question
know
to ask.
Do you guys know what Gen Z's doing with their bush?
I think they're carrying on the tradition of the millennials. I think it's just full on.
You think?
Like hairy armpits, but full,
yeah.
Thunderbolts?
Yeah, I heard thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts. That's fun. I like that.
What, like
your thunder pussy? Yeah, like it's.
They make like
in
a
pubes.
A lightning strike. Oh,
I don't know how, but that's cool. Wow, you guys are wild, man.
Whoa.
Fuck all that. Like, fuck all that. Like, I mean, Tom's lucky if I get to the undercarriage. I mean, I've got kids pounding on the door like, mommy, mom. I don't have a lot of time.
Right, right. No, of course.
And I don't want to wax. Do you wax it?
I used to in college.
Does that hurt a lot?
Oh,
on
my
meow?
God. Terrible. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I got over that.
And your b-hole too?
Yeah.
You waxed your b-hole? Yeah. But you're blonde. It can't be that coarse.
No.
No. Oh, yeah. God. Do you guys shave your b-holes too?
No.
Just the meow.
Yeah. Well, and in my sorority, this is, I think, why I know that this was the thing. Like, we would do trips together to go get waxed.
Oh, and what would you ask for? Asking for a friend?
Brazilian.
Brazilian.
That's everything.
Can they numb your vag
no.
before? Come on, there's not a cream they can put on there?
You know, you're thinking. This yeah. is a Pazsitzky effect.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure I could have just said put on the numbing cream.
There must be, but then it's your genitals. Oh. It doesn't tear. Okay, so hold on. Let me get this straight. They put hot wax on your b-hole and in like the meow on uh-huh. the outer, the undercarriage.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't really fucking hurt. Like that's sensitive meat.
It really hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's fast, right? So you're.
It's a 20-minute ordeal. It's painful the whole time. It really was terrible. Once I realized that's a Pazsitzky effect. Once I realized you don't have to do that, you can get the same effect with just shaving. That was something.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to torture yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because
oh,
I'm getting a call.
What the fuck is that?
My boss. From work.
She's like, what is this? I hear that your vagina's bald.
She's listening in.
She's like, Chase, that's not true. Wow. Okay. Well, we learned a lot.
Ooh.
We
did
saw
we ever.
Cody's, whose painter did you see today?
That was Dylan's.
Dylan's painter.
That was crazy.
This was a wild episode.
This is wild.
Who knew, like, with you, we would get.
I know. You're going to have to put, like, for mature audiences only.
For immature audiences only, okay. I think you mean.
Yeah.
The best kind.
Well,
thank you, Chase O'Donnell, voice of a generation, as usual. You've enlightened me on many millennial topics.
Thank you. I'm sorry there was no PowerPoint this time.
No.
I will have one back in the future.
Come back. We'll okay. do it again.
Perfect.
See Chase opening for me on the road all year long. Come out and see us together.
Oh, and is it fun? Is it a good time? Let me tell ya.
It really is. We had a really great time this last time,
yeah.
too. Yeah. They're yeah. all great shows. All right. Well, that's it. We learned a lot this time around. Until next time. I'm sorry. I'm just going to put a call out there. Gen Z, what are you doing with your bushes?
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I got sidetracked.
Let us know.
My brain got stuck on the lightning bolt. I was like, until next time, lightning bolts on your pussies. Let me know what you're doing to your pubic hair. I got to know. Wheremymomsat@gmail.com, 213-375-5184. Let me know how you're taking care of your bush. That's it. Okay, until next time. Oh, wait, where can they find you on Instagram?
That is Chase_O'Donnell. And my website is chaseodonnell.com, and you'll find the same dates there as you would on Christina's website.
And you're on the talk too, TikTok.
Oh, I'm on the talk. Yeah. Chase_Elaine. I know it should be the same as O'Donnell. I'm so sorry.
I can't help everybody. Okay. I love you. You're the greatest. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Love being here.
It's the best, right? Studio Jeans.
What a treat.
Thank you, Ashawn, for helping us out again, and for all the boys in the booth, and for you watching. Subscribe if you like this on YouTube. And until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?